Jesus showed us how to handle family situations when there are family members antagonistic to our faith with love and respect without retaliating against them. Take his brother James, for example. James became the leader of the church. He was the one who pronounced the decision of what the church was going to do. After everyone had debated and given their side of it and what they should do, it was James who made the final decision. He was the leader of the church. But it was not always that way. He and his brothers made fun of Jesus. They disrespected him. They did not believe in him at all. Well, what turned the tide? It was that Jesus came and made an appearance to James, his brother, after his resurrection. There are only three people in the Bible to whom he made an appearance individually. One was Mary Magdalene on the day of his resurrection, then to James, and then to Saul of Tarsus, known as Paul the Apostle. Listen to what Paul says about this in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Moreover, brothers, I declare to you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you have received, and wherein you stand, by which also you are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12, after that he was seen of above 500 brothers at once, of whom the greater part remain until this present day, but some have died. After that he was seen of James, then of all the apostles, and last of all he was seen of me also, as one born out of due time, for I am the least of the apostles. You see, Paul tells us that Jesus loved his brother, and no matter that his brother disrespected him, no matter that his brother did not believe, no matter that his brothers made fun of him, when the time was just right, he came to James because he loved him. Jesus loves you. He loves me, and he has come to us in grace, no matter what we've done in our lives. Through repentance and faith and receiving Jesus, we have been forgiven. Jesus loves us. Jesus loves us as he did his wayward brother, James. Father in heaven, thank you that you saved me, that you had mercy on me, just as you had mercy on your brother, James, and you came to him. Even though he disrespected you, you loved him. I feel like him, Lord, that I am not worthy to be anything in your kingdom, and yet you love me. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.